Oh, great. The more that we're missing.
I call the meeting of the Environment and Natural Resources Finance and Policy Committee to order. A quorum is present. Members, we have some corrections to previous minutes, so I'm going to go through a series of these non-controversial minutes. So, Representative Purcell, would you like to move the revised minutes for March 13th, 2023? Or February 13th, 2023?
As that was my birthday, yes, I will move those minutes, Mr. Chair.
Representative Purcell moves the revised minutes for February 13th, 2023. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Ayes have it. The motion prevails. Representative Scraba, would you like to move the revised minutes for March 1st, 2023?
So moved, Chair.
Representative Scraba moves the revised minutes for March 1st, 2023. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, no.
Was it my birthday, though?
The motion prevails. The minutes are approved. Representative Brand, would you like to move the revised minutes for March 15th, 2023?
Yes, that's my motion for March 15th, 2023.
Representative Brand moves the revised minutes for March 15th, 2023. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. Ayes have it. The motion prevails. The minutes are approved. Representative Heinzman, would you like to move the revised minutes for March 22nd, 2023?
I would move the revised minutes for March 22nd, Mr. Chair.
Representative Heinzman moves the revised minutes for March 22nd, 2023. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The motion prevails. The minutes are approved. Representative Vang, would you like to move the revised minutes for March 20th, 2024?
That is also my birthday, so move, Mr. Chair.
Representative Vang moves the revised minutes for February 20th, 2024. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The motion prevails. The minutes are approved. Representative Jacob, would you like to move the revised minutes for March 5th, 2024?
So moved.
Representative Jacob moves the revised minutes for March 5th, 2024. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, no. The motion prevails. The minutes are approved. Representative Liz Lagarde, would you like to move the revised minutes for March 6, 2024?
That was my birthday, sure.
Representative Liz Lagarde moves the revised minutes for March 6, 2024. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, no. The motion prevails. The minutes are approved. One more. Representative Gilman, would you like to move the revised minutes for March 12, 2024?
So moved.
Representative Gilman moves the revised minutes for March 12, 2024. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, no. The motion prevails. The minutes are adopted. Oh, we have one more minute. So I guess we're back to Representative Purcell. Would you move the minutes for April 17, 2024?
So moved.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The motion prevails. The minutes are approved. Done with the minutes. First up is House File. We have one bill today, and this is relating to, it's a very important bill, and we wanted to make sure we had a public meeting on this. House File 5350, Representative Liz Lagarde. Would you like to move House File 5350 be re-referred to the Ways and Means Committee?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Representative Liz Lagarde moves House File 5350 be re-referred to the Ways and Means Committee. I will move to get the bill in the shape the committee would like, the DE1 amendment, and I want to incorporate a couple of changes on the DE1 amendment to reflect my intent. They are on line 5.29, change $2,406,800 to $2,206,000. $2,406,000, which was a typo. On line 3.2, change 36 to 24, which reflects my intent. I will move the DE1 with the changes incorporated. Is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Ayes have it. The DE1 amendment is adopted. Representative Liz Lagarde, to the bill as amended.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members, and thank you for having this hearing. Minnesota has an untapped and unexplored potential for both hydrogen and helium. But Minnesota lacks the regulatory framework that would support these industries due to no history of gas or oil production in the state of Minnesota. This bill is to properly protect the natural resources and develop a fair royalty structure on state-managed lands. So thank you so much for hearing this bill with me. I have the DNR and other stakeholders that have been extremely involved in this. I will say that this bill was brought to me, and Representative Scraba, who has also been involved, it is in his district, and it's extremely important bill that we definitely need to have the framework put in place. So to the testifiers.
Joe Henderson, Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, welcome and state your name for the record.
Good afternoon, Chair, committee members. My name is Joe Henderson. I am the Director for the Lands and Minerals Division, Minnesota DNR. Thanks for the opportunity to testify today on this helium hydrogen bill. And again, thank you to Representative Liz Lagarde and many others for their continued work on this bill. So I'll start with, why is this important today? Why is this important now? You will hear from others too that currently in Lake County, there's a 40-acre parcel of private land where helium was recently discovered. The parcel's surrounded on three sides by tax-forfeited lands. Without legislation allowing leasing and requiring pooling agreements, the county, local townships, and schools will not receive revenue from royalty and rental payments tied to leasing for non-petroleum gas production on state lands, or benefit from agreements that protect adjacent landowners from having gas drawn from under their properties with no compensation. The company that drilled the helium appraisal well in northeast Minnesota envisions a potential for production levels of 11,000 gallons of liquid helium a day, which is currently worth approximately $1 million a day. Hydrogen. Hydrogen exploration companies have identified drilling targets for geologic hydrogen in Nebraska and Kansas along the geologic formation known as the Mid-Continent Rift. This formation extends northwards into Minnesota from the Iowa border up to Lake Superior. The United States Geological Survey considers the Mid-Continent Rift to be one of the top two productive regions for geologic hydrogen production in the United States. Exploration is coming our way for this green fuel, and it's important that we're prepared. So what does this exact bill do? The bill proposes to amend DNR's existing oil and gas authority to include non-petroleum gases and directs the state agencies to evaluate the need for new rules that would support a regulatory framework for the exploration and production of gas and oil resources in the state. Upon enactment, the bill would immediately allow the DNR to lease state-managed lands to prospect for non-petroleum gas resources. This would allow both royalty distribution and rental payments to state and local governments. A technical advisory committee would be created to develop recommendations that would guide the creation of an interim permitting framework during the rulemaking process. This multi-agency committee, led by the DNR, would be charged with submitting a report and recommendations to the state legislature by January of 2025. Implementation of the interim permitting framework must be approved by the legislature. Through this bill, the DNR would be given permitting authority over non-petroleum gas production in the state, and it would prohibit commercial extraction of oil and gas on all lands in Minnesota until an interim permit was in place or rules were followed through and a permitting program was in place. The legislation includes appropriation requests from the minerals management account to support leasing and other regulations for non-petroleum gas. Again, thank you, Chair, Representative Liz Lagarde, and others for your work on this bill.
Thank you. Aaron Vandalindi, Minnesota Office of School Trust.
Afternoon, Chair Hansen and members. Aaron Vandalin, School Trust Lands Director. And thank you for the opportunity to speak on behalf of this bill, House File 5350, as amended. Just real quick, a little bit of history. Prior to 1905, Minnesota did not retain its mineral rights when it sold land to the pioneers moving across the country into Minnesota. Minnesota conveyed roughly 5 million acres of school trust mineral rights before we started retaining them in 1905. Today, the school trust owns 3.5 million acres across 10 northern Minnesota counties, and those 3.5 million acres account for 80% of the revenue in the permanent school fund. That's a cautionary tale, though. It's a cautionary tale because we continue to deplete our mineral resources in taconite and iron ore, and we need to find a way to diversify our mineral resources. We should not be ashamed of Minnesota's mineral wealth. My role as the director in statute 127A353, I tell you that every time I come, is to work with the legislature on initiatives that improve the asset allocation of our school trust resources and to develop a 25-year management framework. We, in coordination with the DNR last year, we published phase one of that asset management plan. That asset management plan had three recommendations with regard to our minerals. Two of them are applicable now after the DE1 amendment, so I will mention those two and mention the third one later. The first recommendation was to diversify our mineral assets and where our mineral revenue streams come from. The second is capital investments, and I would submit to the committee that utilizing the Minerals Management Fund in this way is a way to advance our mineral understandings and to generate revenue in the future. The third recommendation that is no longer applicable in this bill is to consider and advance opportunities such as geologic sequestration that would help us work to decarbonize our economy. School Trust Office supports the moratoriums or the prohibitions in the bill as they're laid out. I do have some questions about Section 2, but I will leave that for later and work with the author on that and most likely the DNR. But I believe that the moratorium would provide sufficient time for the state to develop the lease terms, the royalty calculation formulas, and more importantly, address unitization and the pooling agreements that are necessary in these types of oil and gas deposits. If a company were to develop without unitization and pooling in place, the state would get nothing. And I'm not prone to hyperbole, but the state would get nothing. Basically, the geologic formations, they don't care about where our property boundaries are. So you just, Pulsar would stick a straw in the earth, and the helium would come from whatever ownership it was under. So that's why we need these rules in place before we have any kind of development. I will skip my piece on geologic sequestration, and I'll end with that. Thank you.
Thank you. Kyle Makarios, Mining Minnesota.
Thank you.
Welcome.
State your name for the record. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, committee members. My name is Kyle Makarios, and I'm here today on behalf of Mining Minnesota. We are the trade association of companies and organizations advancing a sustainable future through responsible mining, processing, and domestic supply chain utilization of our mineral resources. We are very excited about the discovery of a very large and uniquely pure deposit of helium gas in northern Minnesota. As an inert noble gas, helium holds a unique place within the manufacturing industry and the materials that we use every day, such as semiconductors, fiber optic cables, computer hard drives. Our communication systems, our digital connections to one another are dependent on helium. The single largest use is in MRIs, where liquid helium creates an extremely cold environment that allows for the magnetic coils to become superconductors and allows for medical professionals to see and diagnose and ultimately save lives. Minnesota has a unique opportunity to provide this rare resource, and multiple companies have expressed interest in our state after hearing the initial findings of Pulsar Helium's exploration. With the discovery of greater than 10% pure helium, it is being recognized that Minnesota has a world-class resource with vast potential to provide our nation's growing needs. To give a sense of the significance, the American Chemical Society states that concentrations of helium in natural gas must be above 0.3% to be viable for commercial extraction. Not only are the concentrations in Minnesota's resource significant, so is the fact that our helium is not found within a natural gas deposit, unlike most sources around the globe. Consistent workable regulations would allow for companies to explore, permit, and enter production within Minnesota. The state stands to gain not only from the production of helium and associated royalties, but also the jobs associated with the exploration, processing, and ancillary businesses. We want to thank Representative Liz Lagarde for carrying this important bill that will allow for the development of regulations necessary to produce this critical resource for healthcare, communications, aerospace engineering, and many other uses. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Aaron Clems, Minnesota Center for Environmental Advocacy. Welcome. State your name for the record.
Thank you, Chair Hansen, members of the committee. My name is Aaron Clems, and I'm the Chief Strategy Officer for the Minnesota Center for Environmental Advocacy, or MCEA, and we're celebrating our 50th year of defending Minnesota's environment using the law and science, and I really appreciate the chance to testify in favor of HF 5350 as amended today. MCEA supports the goal of this bill, giving the DNR and other state agencies the authority to regulate the helium exploration and extraction that's emerging in northeastern Minnesota. It's important not to oversell the commercial viability of any new extraction industry before it's been proven. And the history of northeastern Minnesota is full of quite a few examples of proposals that sounded too good to be true and turned out to be exactly that. But this looks exciting and potential, and it has a lot of potential. Proving commercial viability is a much more challenging prospect. It will be the business of the industry itself. But however, given the possibility and early results, it's important that state agencies have the authority to regulate this potential industry. I want to acknowledge and thank Representative Lizegard and Chair Hansen for the amendment that was just adopted that narrows the scope of the bill as introduced. And while the issue of carbon sequestration is important, it does not have the same urgency as the remainder of the bill. Language that seemed to open up Minnesota to oil and gas methane gas exploration was also tied in the DE amendment, and that is also welcomed by us. Minnesota has no existing commercial interest in hydrocarbon gas or oil that we're aware of, and our geology is not likely to support it, as far as we know. However, there are known methane deposits, and there might be overlap with other non-fuel gases like the helium deposit that we're talking about today. And since methane is a potent and powerful greenhouse gas, it must be addressed as a potential waste product of non-fuel gas extraction. Lastly, I want to note that we really appreciate the increased detail on the scope and topics for rulemaking conducted by various state agencies in the DE amendment. Thank you again for the opportunity to share our thoughts about HF 5350. Chair Hansen, members of the committee, would be happy to answer any questions you have. Thank you.
Is there anyone else in the audience who would like to testify for or against the bill? We have two. Please come forward. State your name for the record. Welcome.
Thank you, Chair Hansen and members of the committee. My name is Paul Peltier, and I'm the executive director of RAMS, the Range Association of Municipalities and Schools. I want to extend our grateful thanks to the committee as well as Chair Lissegard for authoring this bill and bringing it to the fore here. You've heard of the financial benefit of the possible exploration of helium. The beneficiation will directly impact our communities and provide a financial source of income for them as they seek to diversify this mineral estate, which is very important to us. Our schools, our towns, and our communities will greatly benefit from this. So thank you very much for everyone. I appreciate the consideration today.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr.
Welcome.
Chair.
State your name for the record.
Mr. Chair, committee members, my name is Rich Spey. I am the chair of Lake County Board of Commissioners. Thank you for the opportunity to address this committee related to House File 5350 as amended. Also, thank you to Representative Lizegard for authoring this bill and to Representative Scraba for his engagement and involvement. I prepared comments for you. First, as I'm sure this committee knows, Lake County is a forested county, rich with public lands and waters. We realize and understand the importance of protecting the environment, as well as the need to make sound decisions surrounding safe gas extraction. This is paramount importance to Lake County. We also never imagined we'd be the face of a helium discovery. Lake County has been engaged on the issue of gas extraction with the Minnesota DNR and with the company Pulsar for over a year. Lake County is excited about the prospect of this helium resource, as well as the beneficial uses that could help our region and state, which has been stated earlier in this hearing. Early in the process, Lake County had assumed we would be the only government entity to permit helium extraction. We were prepared to work with the DNR, MPCA, and other state agencies to make sure it was done safely and correctly. At the discovery site, the current helium well is surrounded on three sides by tax-forfeited minerals or non-registered mineral estates. This is a fair position to state that the mineral owners, where helium or other gases are extracted, should be compensated for the extraction. Yet Lake County is concerned about the potential revenue loss to our schools, local governments, and the state for this, for a resource that may be within our respective mineral estates. The rules outlined in House File 5350 as amended need to be implemented to make sure that mineral estates, along with the school trust and others, are adequately compensated for any extraction of gas within their boundaries. Lake County believes this to be a fairness issue to those mineral estate holders. Failure to move forward with this process would leave those mineral estates vulnerable to the rule of capture. Lake County supports the process to bring temporary permit language for helium back for action at the next legislative session. Also, the leasing would be effective immediately when this legislation were to be implemented, as well as ensuring to have a plan in place for royalties and pooling. In summary, Lake County supports House File 5350 as amended. We look forward to the implementation of these rules and permitting. We will continue to work with state agencies, stakeholders, and the company or companies for safe, environmental, sound production of these gases. Lake County asks the committee to support House File 5350 as amended. Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members.
Thank you. Is there anyone else in the audience who'd like to speak for or against the bill? I have a couple questions for Mr. Henderson before we open it up. So, Mr. Henderson, just clarifying, without the bill right now, somebody could be extracting helium out of a formation. They could have, they could be on that on a piece of property and extract out of the adjoining property, or directionally drill over and pull helium out of that right now. Is that correct?
It is correct. We do not have laws prohibiting the extraction on private lands. So private lands could pull potential gases from under public lands, and there's no law prohibiting it.
And could they pull out of tribal lands?
That is correct as well.
Representative Purcell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have two questions. So one relates directly to that second ask. Looking at section 6 on page 4 of the DE, I don't see tribal governments included on the commission. So I'm wondering if that is a conversation that has been had, that the state has had with tribal governments, and then I can come back and ask my second question.
Mr. Henderson.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Thank you, Representative. We have had a brief conversation about 2 weeks ago with, we have state tribal meetings, and so we had all of the Minnesota bands present. We had a conversation about this bill as it was amended in the Senate. The delete all in the Senate version was brought to that group. We did talk, and you'll see in 5.12, 5.13 that we had agreed that we would take testimony from the stakeholders and the tribes prior to coming back to the on the legislative, as well as you would understand that full rulemaking that's going to happen parallel to the legislative act would also include tribal input. So we have talked to them, we have called out that we would meet with them, and they are involved in the process.
Representative Purcell.
Thank you. And my second question is about federal land. So we heard from county, we've talked about, you know, the sovereign nations inside our boundaries, but there's federal land in the area too. And so I'm wondering about how you anticipate this interacting with both federal land and federal law.
Mr. Henderson.
So you hit me in an area that I don't know a lot about, but you do see that in Section 6, we also have included federal agencies in our group to better understand how we would roll out a system for regulatory oversight in the state of Minnesota. So again, I think what's important is that we would seek a prohibition on any commercial extraction until we had all of these groups together to understand specifically how it would fit and how we would all manage a set of rules to allow extraction that would of course, you know, benefit all of us.
Representative Purcell. Representative Jordan.
Thank you, Chair Hansen. And my questions are also for Mr. Henderson. How many permits is the DNR anticipating will be issued?
Mr. Henderson.
It's a great question. We don't know. Right now, we have a single borehole. We have a single site. Again, here we're talking, this legislation would be for non-petroleum. So it would include the exploration and the potentials for hydrogen as well. As I mentioned earlier in my testimony, we have hydrogen exploration right now in Kansas and Nebraska, moving up that mid-continental rift. They believe that Minnesota is one of the two best spots in the nation to find that elemental hydrogen, that underground hydrogen. Right now, again, as I said, we have one helium deposit. We do know that Pulsar is looking and state properties all around theirs. They have additional exploration that they would like to do.
Representative Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And then I have another question. So then how would that process be determined over, I mean, it's through the rulemaking, obviously, that you're going to be doing, but do you have any sort of ballpark for what the potential is here for number of companies that could be interested in this? Any sort of just frameworks that you're already anticipating as you're looking at how many permits would be administered? And are we and are there any other opportunities in Minnesota that you'll be looking at as well, apart from this parcel in Lake County that's near St. Louis County?
Mr. Henderson.
Again, thank you, Chair. Thank you, Representative. We have no other specific requests in front of us right now. With the addition of, we just know people that have called. A lot of people are interested in public land. Again, we would have no way to understand directly how many people are reaching leases and seeking to explore or drill on private land.
Thank you.
Representative Jordan.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Representative Scraba.
Is this final, or are we getting ready?
We're nearing the end.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Lizegard. Obviously, it's true and near to my being here. I've met with various environmental groups. I've met with various government agencies on this, and we're all in together on this. This is one of those neat things happening where everyone wants something from it, and good, and it's all positive. So I like to tell people this is a win for everyone, for northern Minnesota, for the environmental community, for commercial people. Obviously, it's not done, but the process, thanks to our regulatory agency, when we first sat down, it was, you know, we were all looking at each other like, now what, you know? So now we have a plan. This is going to help form that plan. Chair, I appreciate you going to the 24 months. That's it helps a lot. The Senate plan has been vetted pretty good. One of the things I've learned through this process that when you take water and iron and put it under pressure, you get hydrogen. So we have this rift at the end kind of by this big iron spot. So we're hoping if the idea is if the hydrogen does come from Minnesota, that's where power will be generated. That's why it's so important that Minnesota, if we can do that, will be a producer of good power, clean power. Northern Minnesota really needs a win right now. We have a lot of potential, and nothing's coming out of that potential. This is in my hopes and my will is that it does become potential and it is a win for everyone. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Dave.
President Vang.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to say thank you for giving this bill a hearing and for the DE1. I think this is huge, and it'll be really important for us to pay attention to this, as it will be setting a lot of the framework moving forward for Minnesota and potentially for our environment too.
Representative Lizegard, any closing?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just know I appreciate the discussion. I appreciate the involvement by all stakeholders coming together at this moment to move this forward because it is critical for its success. So appreciate your support.
Representative Liz Lagarde renews his motion that House File 3550, as amended, be re-referred to the Ways and Means Committee. 5350. And I have my glasses on, too. 5350, as amended, be re-referred to the Ways and Means Committee. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The motion prevails. This is our last regularly scheduled meeting. Any future meeting will be at the call of the chair. Tomorrow we are distributing trees for Arbor Day on the floor. We've got a, so I'm looking for committee volunteers to help bag those trees and get them ready and distribute on the floor. So I will follow up with you when we know our schedule. So we are adjourned.